Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you have reached John White, Lilydale Radio, Journeys of the Light. Well, welcome to Lilydale. Well, I'm here with our producer, Joyce Kelly, and we're here live in Lilydale. If you'd like to phone in about, mystical questions or about your mystical experiences, you can call in at 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. So Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world, and this radio show is being heard in America, Canada, England, and Australia. And so we're live around the world. So Lilydale is a place of mediums, teachers of the spiritual sciences. It is one of the oldest spiritualist communities in the world, and it is still thriving, doing very, very well. And we have classes on everything from meditation to developing your own mediumship, how to awaken your intuitive intelligence, all the metaphysical sciences and studies. And we also have different mediums who work and live here. There is approximately 50 mediums at this time who live and practice here in Lilydale and New York. And we also have visiting mediums from around the world who definitely come here. So spiritualism is a science, a philosophy, and a religion of continuous life. And what a joy it is for me. I could have mentioned their name because of the family, but a young lady passed on just yesterday, and I knew her here from Lilydale coming to readings. And she came to me last night, and I felt her joy. It was a combination of joy, excitement, and love. That's the best way that I can put it. And isn't it beautiful, for those of you who know and understand this, that it is normal to feel the presence of our friends and families who have passed on. Now, faith is the evidence of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. I'll say that again. It is said in Scripture that faith is the evidence of things hoped for, seen. But our faith, as a medium, as a mystic, and as a spiritualist, it is not based on things that are not seen. It is based on things that are seen and things that are known. Here at Lilydale, we teach you how to awaken what is known as the gifts of the Spirit. And one of the gifts of the Spirit is the ability to discern the Spirit. And that simply means being able to be aware of our relatives who have passed on and be aware of different angels and different guides and different teachers. Now, spiritualism isn't new, even though it started in, that was around 1846 with the Fox sisters. Spiritualism has been here since the beginning of time. Throughout all the holy books in the world, all the Bibles in the world, we have communication with angels and beings from other dimensions and light. And in the Bible, the Christian Bible, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, and other holy scriptures that were written by the different master teachers, they all worked with what is known intuitive higher intelligence. So, a medium is a person who is able to communicate with people who have passed on and to be aware of their presence. And we specialize that in Lilydale by coming here and teaching classes. You can learn how to do all those things. Well, as I'm talking to you right now, something very interesting is happening. The lights just seem to be accidentally on purpose going off and on. Well, we'll say it is probably an electrical thing, but I think it's a little bit more than that. And Joyce, we have quite a few people that are already phoning in, Joyce.
Yes, yes, we do. And we have a few people that have actually already texted us some questions. So I'm going to start with one listener who texted a question. And for those of you guys who are a little bit too shy to call in, but you want to ask John a question or share a story, sure. The number is 716. Again, that number is 716-467-5552. And just in case you tuned in a little bit late, you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, a registered medium here in Lilydale, New York, the largest spiritualist community in the world, about an hour south of Buffalo and an hour and 15 minutes south of Niagara Falls. So, John, our first listener is Jenny from Long Island, New York, and she has a question for you. She wants to know if you could tune into someone in spirit who she is hoping has a message. So this is Jenny from Long Island, and she's hoping that you can tune into someone in spirit named Daniel and see if Daniel has anything to share with her.
Okay. Well, you know, in mediumship, we can never guarantee anything, but let's just try. So when I think of that person, if I have the right person, I do believe that they enjoyed drinking a little bit, perhaps a little bit more than what they should have. And they really did have a full life. The last several years, they would have had I don't want to name the disease, but a very serious disease that eventually did take their life. I don't know why I'm smelling cigarette smoke around me when I'm talking about this person in spirit, but that's what I seem to be doing. No worries, I'm pretty sure they're not smoking in heaven, but they're just giving me that symbol. And I get a feeling of, I don't know if this is your dad or your dad is here also, but I also get that feeling when I'm tuning into you. And they are very pleased, both these spirits are very pleased that you meditate and that you are following your own truth, okay? That they say that you're finally getting it right. You're following your own truth. You could say you're walking your own path. You're writing your own story. So it's like you're living your own story instead of living other people's stories. And they're obviously very, very proud of you. And again, thank you for calling in with that.
So she wanted to know if he has a message for her.
Okay, the message is that she's happy that they're happy that you're following your own truth. That is the message.
Okay. And the next person, Shannon from Connecticut. And Shannon wants to know if you could tune in and see if her angels and guides have anything to say about, she said she's been needing some financial help with all that's been going on. And she realizes it's not a spiritual question, but she wants to know if you could tune in and see if any help is on the way for her. Shannon from Connecticut.
Okay, Shannon, as Joyce was reading your email to me or your text to me, I saw you opening up a book, and it looks like it's on Reiki healing or it's another form of energy and energy healing. So as time goes on, I do believe that we want to encourage you to develop that skill of healing with you. You're also very much of an empathic, by the way. And you know the visions I'm getting? I'm seeing you having an opportunity to study in, I don't know if this is a university, like I see you in a big university and I see you studying. Now, you may say, well, I don't really have any plans on doing that. But remember, when we're doing this, we're in a part of our mind that travels through time. Okay? Now, I do get a feeling, I do realize that there's a little bit of a strain financially that's going on with you. Now, this isn't just a general message. I do feel is you're able to tie things together. Now, honey, I don't know why I see you in a big like grocery store or place where they buy food. I don't really understand that. Okay, but I believe that you will understand that in a way, and it does have to do with work. But this happened by itself. Thank you.
Thank you, John. You're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White. And John, here in Lilydale, just to let people know, we are typically, even in springtime, winter and spring, we're typically, you know, open and have classes and church services and healing services every week during the off season. And of course, the regular season is during the summer, starts the last weekend of June. But right now, like pretty much everywhere else, Lilydale is closed temporarily to outside visitors. But we are planning on opening this summer as usual. Of course, we have to abide by CDC guidelines and whatever the New York State governor mandates. But as far as Lilydale is concerned, we're planning on having a wonderful summer season this year, and hopefully the Tibetan monks are going to be opening like they normally do. That's the last weekend of June, and it goes all the way to Labor Day weekend, although there are other classes and workshops and mediums on the grounds before and after the summer. But we just wanted to let people know in case they're wondering what's going on. We have a lot of people who come to Lilydale year after year, and it's a very special experience, whether you're here to get, you know, a mediumship reading, or you're here to develop, or you're here to heal, or just kind of check it all out and see what's going on. You know, a lot of people also like to come here because of the history. It's like walking back in time when you come to Lilydale. You know, this community was founded in around 1872, somewhere around there. It's been you know, a place where some very, very, you know, historical figures have been, including Susan B. Anthony, Marion Skidmore, even Mae West. And John, actually, while we're on that topic, can you tell us a little bit about why someone like Mae West would have come here to Lilydale?
Well, for those of you who don't know who Mae West is, Mae West was a famous movie star in Hollywood. And see, a lot of the movie stars, see, when you're an actor, you use that intuitive creative imagination of yours to do your acting. And so a lot of actors are very intuitive, very, very creative. And so they do have experiences with that part of the mind. And so a lot of them do come to different psychics and different mediums, and because they're very interested in. And another thing that's happening now in the world also is not only with actors, but with many, many different people. People are learning how to meditate. I remember way back in 1972 when I learned how to do this transcendental meditation, which is really basically something that the Beatles helped to inspire with the from India. Now meditation is everywhere, and mindfulness is everywhere. So a lot of the actors like Mae West and other people are interested in the intuitive spiritual mind. You know, Einstein said that imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And Einstein said also that the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational brain is a faithful servant. And so it is the intuitive mind that is the genius. And using that beautiful imagination of yours, so your imagination is the key or the doorway to opening up your intuition. Now, sometimes some people don't feel that intuitive because it's almost like they are still basically learning how to use their imagination there. They don't know how to separate their intuitive imagination from their rational imagination. But let me tell you, it is true that imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And so Lilydale is a place where people come from literally around the world. And we seem to have a lot of British mediums who also come here. Now, let me just give you a heads up on the Lilydale website, because we were looking at it today and it's up. Okay. So LilydaleAssembly.com. LilydaleAssembly.com.
Yes. And as John mentioned, the new website is up, but they're still working out a few of the glitches. So just be aware that, you know, a few of the functions aren't working yet, and just be patient. They're working out the kinks. But a lot of the information is up there, and for the first time ever, you can see a little picture of each medium, you know, when you log on. That's I've never been there before. And, you know, for those of you guys coming for the first time, you don't know the mediums, they always say, you know, go by your intuition. So when you are looking for that special medium, you know, you go by your own instincts. People sometimes connect with different people. So, John, we have a lot of callers on the line. We're having some technical difficulties. So I apologize to our callers for not being able to talk to you ahead of time before being on the air. So we're just going to patch you right through, and hopefully we won't have any trouble doing that. So hello, caller. You are on the air. Wonderful.
Hello. This is Anne. Hi, this is Anne from California.
Oh, hi, Anne from California. And how can we help you tonight? Or can you help us with a story?
I have a question about, I had like some financial delays today. Like nothing was canceled, but I heard of like three delays today of, you know, like the tax refund, you know, like money that's supposed to come in. So if there's anybody on the other side, it tells me what's going on with any money.
Okay.
Delays.
Well, I think I can't, okay. Well, that has to do with the government. It has a thing to do with spirits, by the way. But let me just say your name and I'll try to sense maybe when money is coming in. So say your name again to me.
Well, I'm open to any messages from anybody.
Well, just
not
just
really
say,
like a psychic. I don't need a psychic reading. My name is Anne.
Okay, Anne. Let me just see what I get. But what I got, I think I intuit that I was in the month of June, and you know we're not supposed to gather together and have parties, but I saw you having a. I saw you at a party, okay, and it was a lot of outside. It looked like it's in somebody's yard or in a field, in somebody's yard, and there was a lot of lights, okay, and I had a feeling. I see three checks. Are you expecting three checks?
Yes. Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Good. So I thought this is simple. I saw three checks in your back pocket. This is like dream interpretation. So there's a saying or an idiom, if it's in your back pocket, it's just in case, you know, like you have it in your back pocket. That's how I interpret that.
Yeah,
so anyways,
I'm okay. I'm doing fine. I'm okay with what I have. So, yeah,
okay.
I understand that.
So anyways, I was in the month of June, I believe, and people were getting together. Okay. Do you drink white wine?
Yes.
Okay, because I was just noticing the wine you were drinking in this image. Anyways, and I had a feeling you seem to have three checks in your back pocket. But I was in the month of June. But I hope you get it before that time. But I was in the month of June. Okay.
Can you give me a message as well from somebody, anybody on the other side?
Okay. Well, they have to come. Just a moment here. There's a man here with had a motorcycle. Do you know a man who rode a motorcycle?
Well, my dad is alive, but that would be my dad.
Oh, so maybe they want to talk about your dad. Okay. His mother. Did you know his mother?
Oh, yes.
Okay. What's your dad's name?
My dad is Bob.
Okay, let me go visit Bob, Robert. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we know that I'm not saying there's anything bad going on. I think it's his mom. It's his grandmother that's coming through. And
yeah.
At this time, because of the drama that is going on, she just wants to make sure that he's staying indoors and he's playing by the rules, okay? And that he will and that he will be okay. Okay? Because sometimes it's a little bit
stubborn.
Hard for him to stay put. He seems to be a little bit of a restless man. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
honey.
We thank you very much. Thanks for the message.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you are listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White here in Lilydale, New York, the largest spiritualist community in the world. And we talk about metaphysical topics and answer questions about your loved ones in spirit, connect with your loved ones in spirit, whether they're human or pets. And we also talk about spiritual healing. You know, many, many people have come to Lilydale, to the healing temple, or to one of the many gifted healers and around Lilydale, and they've gotten some pretty profound healings, whether they're emotional healings, physical or spiritual. So it's a place for people to come and, you know, find peace, to learn about their spiritual gifts, develop their spiritual gifts, connect with their loved ones in spirit. And, you know, John, just for those listeners who have lost a pet that they were really close with, what can you say about pets on the other side?
Okay, actually, Joyce, that's a very good question, because a lot of the times when I'm tuning into people on the other side of life, they bring their pets, okay? I was just reading for a lady the other day, and her father came in the spirit message, and he showed me the little dog that that she had. He was holding it. And then I said, oh, there's a cat here. He said, oh, that's my sister's cat. That cat just passed on also. And I have also basically have had dreams and psychic impressions and really very powerful experiences with some of the pets that have been in our family. So we know without a shadow of a doubt that they also go on to the other side of life. And when a family member comes and they bring a pet, you know what they're also saying? They're saying, nobody's lost. We're all here, part of the same family. So if anybody tries to say to you that pets don't have souls and they don't continue, no, that is wrong. They do continue because they're definitely part of the family.
Well, thank you, John. And we're actually going to patch through the next caller. And again, my apologies to our callers. We're having technical difficulties, so we can't speak to you before you go on the air. But we'll let you know you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah. My name is Debbie. And
Hi,
it's so great to talk to you. I have some abilities as an empath, but I'm not sure if I'm supposed to do anything with them or just, you know, let it, you know, help who it helps, like, as an empath
okay.
or a healer.
Okay. Now, give me your interpretation of what an empath is. For our people that are listening, what's your interpretation of an empath?
I pick up all the feelings, physical, mental, emotional, sometimes spiritual, of other people, and it's hard to block. And I'm not sure that I can block it, to be honest with you. Sometimes it's a lot of information, but people are very drawn to me, and I don't mind that. But it can be wearing, and then you don't. You know, you don't know what to do with that, too. You know, I know I make people feel good, but it's a lot.
Okay, I'm glad you called. So let me just say this: that we're not our thoughts; we have thoughts. We're not our emotions; we have emotions. And that our being mindful is learning how to observe yourself think, learning how to observe yourself being intuitive. Our minds in every single cell of our body, in our brains, in our head. And so when we're being empathic, we actually do feel like you are saying, we actually do feel in our body energy what the person is going through. Now, that's why it's important that, you know, for instance, you may walk into a room and all of a sudden you feel as though, oh, there's been a fight in this room. I feel very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may walk into a church or a spiritual place or an ashram and say, oh, it feels beautiful here. So as an empath, you should be a little bit careful of what type of energies you expose yourself to. Okay? But not only that, you know, because what type of people you could say that you expose yourself also. But it is natural. Okay? Now, you could develop that. It's actually one of the gifts of the spirit. It's that being an empath really is being called clairsentience. The different gifts of the spirit is clairvoyance, clairaudience, intuitive smelling and tasting and feeling. a very beautiful gift, by the way, but it's important that you know how to tell the difference between your emotions and other people's emotions. Okay?
Right.
Okay? Let me give you a little technique. This comes from mindfulness. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. And think of somebody that's in the physical world, and go inside your body and say, I wonder how they are feeling today. I wonder how they are feeling today. Now pay attention to your emotions.
I'm already doing that. I'm carrying somebody
now. Okay.
And it
now,
hurts
where
in
you?
My chest.
Okay, now, thank you. Because every thought in your head will produce a physical sensation in your body. So what you do, you go to your chest, and you just acknowledge, this is what it feels like when I'm with that person. This is not my emotions, it is their emotions. So it is important.
Okay.
The purpose of doing this is to catch yourself when you are being empathic and acknowledging that this is not my emotions, it's their emotions. Okay? And the point is, it may sound frivolous, but the point is to just send them love and to send them healing. Okay? Do you understand this?
Yeah, I totally understand this. I've not been good about letting it go, but I'm carrying my mother's
human.
Here. Huh?
That's part
my mother
of being
is
human,
upset.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, when I go visit your mother, it feels like your mother has lost something or lost somebody. What is your mother upset about?
She's upset every day, but she is losing a lot of things. Oh, as far as a person, she lost her husband.
Okay. See,
you know, it's
I'm
a while
doing.
Ago, though. It's a while ago.
Okay. You have a brother, don't you?
Brother-in-law.
Okay. Is he very close to your mom?
No. Oh, no. She's not getting along with anybody.
Okay, well, I'm actually feeling the emotions inside. See, what I'm doing is I'm imagining that I'm your mother, and I'm paying attention to my own feelings, and I'm getting the way that your mother feels. Okay, her brother. Okay. Okay. You said you didn't have a brother, did you?
You know what, though, she just lost her residence, and she had to move in with me before this pandemic, like a day or two. And it could be her apartment, even though it was bad.
Okay. But the point is that being empathic is not a bad thing, but learning this, that you're not your thoughts, you have thoughts, you're not your emotions, you have emotions. Okay?
Okay.
And the next time you catch yourself being empathic, for instance, I had an experience last night with this lady who passed on that I knew, everybody loved. She just passed on yesterday, and all of a sudden I felt her presence in the room. I had a very strong empathic feeling the way that she feels, okay? Do you meditate?
I occasionally, I do it in the middle of the night when everybody's sleeping and quiet. It's so peaceful.
Well, that's okay. No, meditation.
Not too much, though.
If you take away all the religious connotations of what meditation is, meditation is super concentration, okay? Now, if you were to study a type of meditation that's called mindfulness, have you ever heard of mindfulness?
No.
Mindfulness is you get to learn how to tell the difference by learning how to observe yourself think. It may sound funny. You get to learn how to tell the difference between a rational thought, an intuitive thought, and an emotional thought, and you learn how to separate them. So it's called mindfulness.
Oh, I need that.
Why don't you look up mindfulness? And I believe that can really help you. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
We gotta go.
Do you have
Thank
any
you very much for calling us today. Thank you, honey.
Do you have any messages from Peggy?
Now, where is Peggy? I'm sorry, honey. Are you there still?
Yes. Did you have a message from Peggy? She's
now,
passed.
Where is Peggy? Okay, then Peggy has to show up. Just a moment. No, just a moment here now. No, don't say, did she have a cancerous condition before she passed on?
Yes.
Okay, see, that didn't take long. So, you know, you're just as intuitive as everybody else. So I get a feeling what happened is Peggy gave you the impression, I'm here, tell him. And so as soon as you gave me the name, I got a feeling. Now, sometimes I get how people pass on because I'm a manipulative intuitive. But when I'm tuned into Peggy now, the way she is on the other side of life, I simply feel a lot of joy. I feel a lot of joy.
Okay? She's so smart. I miss her so much.
Okay. Do you have a boyfriend or a husband?
Yes, I do have a boyfriend.
Boy, Peggy thinks he's very handsome. Is he?
Really? He's cute.
Okay.
When she was alive, she didn't really like it. Well, she was like, why? But he's attractive.
Okay. Anyway, she likes him, okay? Okay, honey, thank you.
Was a medical intuitive, too?
She was a medical. Oh, amazing. Yeah, I'm a medical intuitive also.
What she was. She was like Edgar Casey. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. Thank you. And you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, a Lilydale registered medium. And if you're tuning in for the first time, we have this radio show every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Although John is going to be starting his silent meditation retreat tomorrow, and he will be doing that for at least 10 days. So unfortunately, we'll not have live shows the next few Wednesdays. So you can, listen to the other Lilydale radio shows with Colleen Van Der Zijden, Celeste Elliott, and Willa White. And you can just look on the Lilydale website to find out exactly what days and times those shows are. So, John, we actually have someone who sent us a question by text. Nikki from New York, she says, with everything happening with COVID-19, she's rethinking her career path, and she's wanting to know if you can tune in to her angels and spirit guides and see if you're getting a message about going back to school and retraining for something that can be helpful to humanity.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let me just see. As I'm with you, I see this beautiful blue light around you. At this time, the blue light represents an angel, a guardian angel. Okay. You're also an empath. That means that, just like the caller that just phoned, that also means that you feel a lot of things. You have the energy of a healer. You have the energy of a counselor, of a healer. Okay. So let me just say this to you. You know, if you really want to develop a skill that can really, in the end, turn around and help a whole lot of other people, and I mean this very sincerely, why don't you ask your spirit guides and your angels to bring people in your life that are already doing what you want to do, and so they can help you to get there. And that's called manifesting, and that means manifesting things that accidentally happen on purpose. So put that thought out, because I get a feeling the schools that I see you going to may not be the schools that you're thinking of, but I get a feeling of there's some spiritual schools, and I see all these certificates in front of you, and I do see you as a healer. Thank you for calling us.
Actually, she sent a follow-up text as you were speaking, and she said the school she was thinking about going to is for nursing or physician assistant, and if you tune into that.
Okay. Well, I still get a feeling of the healing energy around you, okay? So nobody's saying that you shouldn't become a nurse, because obviously we need a lot of them beautiful workers in the world today. But I also get a feeling of spiritual healing with you, or energy healing with you also. Thank you.
Okay. And John, next we have a caller from Pennsylvania who would like you to tune in. Her name is Nicole. She would like you to connect with a loved one who has passed on. She is from Windsor, Pennsylvania, and her name is Nicole. And Nicole, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi, Nicole. It's John White. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Let me just see who's here. I don't know if this is the person. Do you have an auntie or an aunt that passed on?
No.
Okay, now just a moment. Do you have an, even though, do you have an aunt that passed on that you didn't know?
No, not that I know of.
No, okay, then I'm not getting that. Okay, well, I don't know. Okay, let me just see. Remember, when it comes to mediumship, we just can't make that happen. Let me hear you say your first and last name.
Nicole Colson.
Okay, let me see what I get. Okay, this is not very clear at all. Are you trying to communicate with somebody who was in a tragic accident?
Yes.
Okay. Now it's a feeling. I'm not seeing them. It's just a feeling I'm getting. Okay?
Okay.
This may be an unusual question. Do you light candles now and again when you pray?
Sometimes, yes. I light them
because
often.
Okay, because now how they communicate with us, they think at us, okay? So the thought that I'm getting from this person is that, so when you light those candles, it's almost like it's like you focusing your mind, okay? So it's the intent behind the ritual, all right?
Okay, yes.
Okay, now the world that person is living in, the feeling I'm getting, the world that they're living in, there's no such thing as loneliness. So they're in a spirit world where there's no such thing as loneliness. Okay.
Okay.
This is a statement. You feel them around you sometimes, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, because I just saw them. I just felt them standing.
It's kind of I'm busy, so it's like It catches me off guard whenever I notice things. But I try to keep an open mind.
Okay. Because I just felt them standing in back of you, and they told me that you feel them sometimes. Now, let me ask you this question. How do you tell the difference between you thinking of them or them thinking of you? How would you tell the difference?
Well, it was a tragic accident. So it was someone who was very close to me, but... I mean, I don't know.
Okay, let me give an example. Okay, close your eyes just for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the first color you could imagine?
I see yellow.
Okay, so did you notice how when I said what's the first color you could imagine, all of a sudden you had an impression of the color yellow, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Like it just entered your mind out of nowhere. So that's how intuition works. Like all of a sudden you'll be minding your own business, and all of a sudden you'll get a feeling out of nowhere. Okay?
Right.
But most of us don't notice it. We just think it's our imagination, so we keep on. Okay?
Correct.
But Okay. I get a feeling that they're calling you their friend. Don't say anything. I don't know what the relationship was between you and them, but they definitely consider you their friend. Okay?
Okay.
And what that means is you can come to them with anything. You can tell them anything.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because they really love it that you know that they're there on the other side of life, that they're still very much alive, and nobody can take that away from you. Okay. But they also want to tell you this, you know, when you're talking, there are some people who don't believe that the possibility that we do continue after the stage called death. And there's some people who don't believe that we can communicate with them. So you're only supposed to tell people who understand you or understand that you have that faith. Do you understand me at all?
Yes, I do.
I
understand.
Okay, don't tell people your sacred things that don't appreciate it, okay? That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay. Yeah, that means a lot.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, thank you very much for calling us, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. And you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White of Lilydale, New York, the world's largest spiritualist community. And John, We have a question that comes in by text from John in Buffalo. John in Buffalo, and he's wondering if you can tune in. He says he's just going through a little bit of a stressful time right now because of the COVID-19, and he has a business, and he's hoping you could tune in and see if maybe he's going to be able to get some of the aid that he's applied to, and if his spirit guides have any messages for him about, you know, his business.
Okay. So do I have him online? Yes. Text. Okay. I'm just going to get, okay. Here, let me just, what's his name again?
John.
Okay, John. Okay. As I'm tuning into you, John. Now, again, it's hard to tell time, but I seem to be in the last week of May with you. Okay. And I seem to see you looking at your financial books. And I see you putting your books. I see you putting your books in order, I get a feeling that I don't know if you go to Starbucks or you just like coffee, but I just saw you in a coffee shop and at that time talking to somebody who's I don't know if they're an accountant, but they seem to be helping you with your books and putting it all together for you, and then I believe I just saw you to some of your creditors, and they were giving you a little bit of a break, and so I get a feeling that as we go into the month of July with you, I really feel as though that the I just started walking outside in the month of July, and it really smelled sweet outside. It smelled clear. Okay. And I get a feeling that you're with your friends, a lot of friends. You're at a gathering with a lot of friends. And basically, you're having a good time, a normal time in life. And that's what I get, John. So that's what I have to tell you. And thank you very much for tuning into Journey to the Light.
Thank you, John. And we only have a few minutes left, but I'd like to get one last caller on the line. Hello, you are on the air, looks like from Florida.
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Who am I talking to?
This is Carmela. How are you?
Okay, Carmela, how can we help you tonight?
Well, I just wanted, I'm looking for a job, and this process started before the COVID. And, you know, they did call me in for an interview, and it's a particular company that I wanted to work at. So I just was wondering if you can see anything about it.
Okay. It would help me if I – now, nobody knows – you know, do you happen to know the name of the person that interviewed you?
Chisholm. His last name is Chisholm. I cannot remember his first name.
Well, that's good enough. Okay, give me something to focus on. Just a moment. I get an impression that the job is going to be there for you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I don't believe that they're going to be able to go ahead with a lot of the things they wanted to go ahead with, but I got a good feeling about your job, your position being there. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. In this job, would you work overtime in this job?
I probably would. Yes.
Yeah, because I'm just watching you there.
Recruiting.
Mhm. Okay. I sense you there, and you seem to be working overtime. Perhaps you're just catching up. It has to do with the company.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with them. I'm catching up and on everything. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So it sounds
awesome.
It sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you. And you don't have
okay.
Well, do you see a time frame or anything or no?
Okay. I'm in the month of June. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in the
awesome.
Month of June. Thank you, honey. I gotta go. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank
us.
You. You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, you've been listening to Journeys of the Light. Okay, and we'd like to thank you for being with us tonight. And God bless you, and we're all going to get through this together. Thank you.